It's Thursday, time again for Foodstuffs, our weekly look at New Hampshire food and food culture. Over the next few weeks, we're going to look at the range of foods we have here in the Granite State. It's a wider range than many of us might think. We'll start with a look at poutine. Susan Laughlin of New Hampshire Magazine has called this French-Canadian dish the ultimate comfort food, and she's compiled a Granite State guide for those who crave it. Susan, hi there.
Hi, Brady.
Well, what makes a really top-notch poutine stand out? What are the keys?
Well, you have to have good French fries, and sometimes that means they're double fried or they're freshly fried, or to use the right potatoes or the right method. That in itself can be a challenge. And then there's the squeaky cheese curds. They should be squeaky, which means they should be fresh. And some people say, oh, you have to get them from Canada because they make the best ones. But freshness is key. Sourcing them locally is also a good choice, and there are a few places that you can find them locally. And then the gravy, more than often, it needs to be flavorful. I mean, a lot of people say, well, we use the dry mix from Canada. And like, really? And it turns out if the restaurants that make their gravy from scratch, like a veal demi-glace, and then they add Madeira or sherry and other things to really boost the flavor, it may not be authentic, but it really tastes good. When you combine these three ingredients, cheese curds need to be melted, some need to be unmelted, almost cold, so you can get that little squeaky thing going with your teeth. It's really quite a sublime moment.
And where can we go looking for that traditional style here in this state?
Well, I mean, everybody says Chez Vachon on Kelly Street in Manchester. They make a pretty good poutine, pretty traditional. But then a place like the New England Tap House Grill, they make an exceptional gravy. They add bottles of sherry to this gravy when they make it.
You actually described it as a top-notch gravy that glistens.
Oh, right, yeah, and it's kind of a color, too. It shouldn't be too opaque looking. It should be a little clear so that you can see the fries nicely in there. They even put a little truffle salt on there. You know, maybe that's cheating, but it is so heady and so fragrant, and they serve it in a nice little iron skillet. It's a beautiful thing.
You talked with the owner of New England's Tap House Grill in Hooksett, and he said that because of those variations, some people had suggested that he go to Quebec and learn how to make the authentic dish, and he's actually from Quebec.
Yeah, exactly, and he's just trying to up the ante. You know, and even Matt Proventure went to Canada on a full poutine immersion trip with his wife several years ago. They went to about 12 places, and none of them were the same. So authenticity is kind of a moving target.
And one last note about Chez Vachon in Manchester, because if you are one of those people who can't get enough poutine, they have a challenge for you.
Yeah, they give you like 5 pounds of poutine. You have to eat it in less than an hour, which sounds like a lot of time, but it seems that they've had 30 or so challengers and only 5 have managed to finish it. And for all that, they get a free T-shirt. So if you're really hungry, that's the place to go.
Susan Laughlin of New Hampshire Magazine. Great to talk with you. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thank you, Brady.